Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental.
The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life.
All told by real people.
And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Find out where the room is at for Monday Night Football. Eagles Chargers coming up in a few minutes. But now all the games are done, Sam. And the Heisman votes are being collected right now. A lot of, I would say a good amount of the voters wait until the, I don't know. Is that Paul?
The and who's backing up a truck right now?
Yeah. Like they're backing up into my building. Yeah.
Yes. Garbage day over there?
It's actually, yeah, it might be. Maybe I'll become a truck driver, like in Top Gun. Maybe
it might. It might be. It might be garbage day. Do you not know? Truck driver.
Oh, no, I don't know.
Yeah. You don't know what day they collect the garbage? Like, you got to get everything out of the house?
Well, it's an apartment, not like a condo. I don't know. There's like a trash can in the hallway that I put my trash in.
Oh, shoot. Okay, so you don't bring it outside.
Trash
chute?
Correct.
Okay.
Nah, yeah. No, no shoot.
Just a standalone trash can in the hallway, community trash.
There's three.
Okay, very good. So on the show, we talked a bunch about the move on Pavia. The odds kept dropping, and the case for Pavia not playing. Jeremiah Love not playing. Mendoza saying, okay, what would you need out of that? Well, you probably need Sand to win because he has dropped. But what you really need is neither of them to go off. We were talking about it, and Sam, you'd said, look, three touchdowns by either of them, that's going to win it. Neither of them had three touchdowns. Neither of them had two touchdowns. Each of them, one touchdown, one interception. Mendoza, Sane doesn't even matter. You eliminate him at this point. 258 yards. He's a loser in the game, and he was the fringe guy anyway. He was fourth on most people's list, so I'm eliminating him. Mendoza, 222 yards, one touchdown, one interception in the Big Ten championship, and then they're on the podium, and everybody's pumping him up. Oh, well, there's the Heisman moment again. You got to give him the Heisman. So I did a quick poll. Again, smaller sample size, but who wins the Heisman? Mendoza, Sane, Pavia, Love. Saying 4%, Pavia 15%, Love 25%, Mendoza 56%. What do you think? Is it Mendoza?
Yes.
Should it be?
I think it's more storyline than anything else. Indiana went to the college football playoff last year and then went undefeated this year, and nobody else stood out enough to win it. So I wouldn't be betting anybody else. I'm certainly not betting Mendoza, but I will say yesterday Mendoza was minus 5,000 at BetMGM. Now he's minus 2,500. So that's come in a bit. Are you saying Pavia 12-1, 15-1? Is that the bet?
Boy, I didn't even look because I just assumed it was going to be Mendoza, but you're right. It's only Pavia. It's not anybody else. It's definitely not saying, definitely not Love. Pavia Mendoza conversation. Mendoza probably wins. I agree with you. But at 9-1 or any number in that range, I think it's worth a bet because they might surprise us. They might.
Is it a bet, though, or is it an idea to make a bet? Because you're not saying bet it. But are you bringing this up because you think Pavia should win it or because you don't think Mendoza should?
I'm bringing it up because we had the Big Ten Championship and we thought that was going to be the game that's going to decide everything. And Mendoza had a mediocre game, right? And he had the game that if you have a Pavia ticket, you're hoping Mendoza would have. And he got that game. You just didn't get the Ohio State win, which probably would have helped you a little bit more. Mm-hmm. That's why I'm bringing it up, that the game happened and I didn't walk away saying, okay, now we know the Heisman winner. I still think it's up in the air.
The post game for Mendoza was brutal. Did you hear that?
I watched the whole thing. Yeah.
Awful.
As far as which part of it?
Awful post game. Just all of them. When they glory were to God, like up. A million times.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah.
His post-game interview speech, I thought was wild, just wild.
And he tried to hand the microphone off to somebody else, and then Klatt's like, no, hold on. We got to talk about the Heisman here. And, you know, Fox is promoting that. Like, he just won the Heisman, obviously, because they have the rights for the Big Ten and all that. And
With Jenny Taft. This was Jenny Taft on the with field. Mendoza right after the game. Yeah. Yeah. So the game ends. And Gus says, let's go down to Jenny. And Jenny's with Mendoza. And he's like, oh, guys, glory to God. We just tried our hardest and our darnest. And you're like, oh. God.
It was strange. Yeah, take a breath. Weird. Yeah, I mean, he's a kid. But I saw a funny tweet. Annoyed.
Somebody said that Mendoza makes Russell Wilson look like Tupac Shakur.
Dude. I don't like his smile. It bothers me because it just says, all I see is teeth. Every time he speaks, he won't stop smiling. I'm like, all right, I get it. You're happy. Cool. But chill a little bit. Yeah. That whole post game thing was interesting to say the least, but Gertz says that they'll go winless.
Gertz loved the speech. He's claiming he loved every second of it. Of the Mendoza
Should we just follow Felica? Because Felica's right the entire time about Miami, and he made the case for Pavia, and he was talking about the regions last week. Maybe we should just follow Felica. He's right on all this.
Felica had a great year, man. He finished, want to say, eighth or ninth in the Westgate contest, so he gets a check.
I saw that.
Yeah, no, it's been a great year for him. Has not been a good year for me, but he's been very, very good. He gets one of them big. I think he's going in today. He flies tonight, and he flies into Vegas because he's going to Urban Meyer's Hall of Fame thing, and then he's going to swing over to the Westgate and get the big cardboard check from the Westgate.
I think he got $8,000-$9,000, something like that.
Yeah, $9,000, I believe. Good for him.
For like sixth place.
Oh, is it six? I thought it was eighth or ninth.
You might be right.
He was second a couple weeks ago. 3 weeks ago, maybe he was in second place in the contest.
And that's a good payout.
Yeah. Oh, I think it's five times, maybe.
Damn. Wow. I think there's a chance that we're going to have single digits. A few weeks ago in the Circus Survivor. A few weeks ago, it's like, oh, there's going to be so many winners. Because so many people and it's all chalk. Nope. We've had the crazy results. The top two most popular plays go down this week. So after Thanksgiving, where it's all underdogs, it's been a wild, wild finish of the year. And we still have over a month to go. All right, Joe O, Sammy P, you got bet sweats. We got Monday Night Football on tap. Let's find out what the room is thinking.
Where's the room?
Paul Aspen, executive producer, what do we have for tonight? What are the five most popular props?
All right. Chargers, Eagles, five most popular props at BetMGM. Number five. Kamani Vidal. I can't keep it straight. Yeah. Under 9.5 rushing attempts. That's a healthy minus 150.
Wow. Why? Again, against this Eagles rushing defense? Under 9.5 rushing attempts, and he just went off?
Yeah, well, because Hampton's back, I guess, right?
He's questionable.
But I guess they're betting on that.
I guess that's the idea. All right.
Okay. Don't know why they picked this guy tonight. I think I'd go elsewhere. A.J. Brown, over 60.5 receiving yards.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Good number is the argument. Not me.
That's minus 118. All right. Jalen Hurts over 30.5 rushing yards at minus 120.
Not running the ball as much this year. And now they're looking at it and saying his number is usually in the 40s, right? Mid 40s. Now you get it at 30, maybe that's a bit of a bargain. Let's see. That's right in his range, man. Wow. 31, 33, 31, 27. Those are the last four games.
Okay. What about the attempts? Because the number two most bet prop at BetMGM for tonight's game is Hurts over 7.5 rushing attempts at minus 130.
I just have no idea what to do with that. I mean, I would never know where to start. I guess if you look at his box score, I mean, that's what most people do. They pull up the Jalen Hurts box score and look at the last five games or whatever and make their conclusions off that. But when you're handicapping Jalen Hurts rushing attempts, Joe, where do you even start?
Yeah, I mean, last eight games, if you want to go on a trend – seven of them, he's gone under that number on attempts, but it's been so close many times. So there's some sevens in there. So I don't know. I mean, it's a coin toss. Is he going to get that one extra rush? Or are they going to be more desperate because of last week's loss? I don't know. Is he going to run more with Lane Johnson out? Not quite sure. So if you look at quarterbacks against the Chargers, do they give up a lot of yards rushing? No, not at all. Negative 6, 9, 0, 6, 0, 7, 4. That's yards. not the most mobile quarterbacks over the last couple of months, but they don't give up a ton on the ground. There are certain teams that do. The Chargers are not a defense that does. I would stay away from these Hurts betting over rushing attempts, rushing yards props.
And I was trying to see if, like, maybe – I mean, they see that the Chargers are very good against the run, especially recently. So maybe if the – if, like, Saquon or the run game with the running backs gets stagnant, maybe they turn to Hurts. I don't know. But
yeah,
not a look for me. And the number one most bet prop at BetMGM, McConkey, over 49.5 receiving yards. That is at minus 110.
That's it? Wow.
Well, it's up to – actually, it's up to 50.5 at BetMGM, and that's at minus 110 currently.
That looks like free candy, doesn't it? Oh, he's only got to get 50.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm not really interested in doing that. Nope. I don't see any of these props really – really popping, really all that interesting to me. It's tough because, like, okay, now you got no Jalen Carter. You have no Lane Johnson. You have a beat-up Chargers offensive line, and now Marion Hampton is apparently going to be returning. They're betting into that a lot, right? Like, he's one of the more popular touchdown plays, too. I don't know. There's a lot of question marks surrounding this game.
If we're thinking under game, right? Maybe it's just fade to AJ. Probably.
Is that the one you want to just pull out of the hat? AJ under 60.5, right?
Yeah.
When's the last time you had a Saquon game and nowhere to be seen in the top five prop bets?
Well, I think they're looking at what he's done because of their O-line. And the one thing these Harbaugh teams have been historically good at is crowding the line and making the quarterback beat you. So If we're playing into the narrative and the recency bias, we're looking at Saquon unders. The problem is that's what the room does. So by way of fade, should we be looking at the Barkley props? I mean,
72.5. Man, that seems steep for maybe. Him? Yeah.
You think it's too low?
69?
No, I'm saying high. Like, I know historically, I mean, he's further up, but current Saquon, that's tough to get behind for me.
Okay, so Barkley's plus 110 to score a touchdown.
We've seen
him in the past be minus 150, minus 200, minus 300.
Uh-huh.
Joe's licking his lips.
Well, I scrolled down to look at that, what the touchdown price was, and he's plus 110. And I remember so many times, minus 250, minus 300. This is last season.
Yeah, in the playoff game against Washington, I remember I felt bad at the time because they wanted best bets for the championship weekend, and I put Barkley minus 200 anytime touchdown, and he ended up having two or three. But oh, how could you bet minus 200? Because I think it should be minus 400. So if you're buying Barkley, you're buying really good numbers. You know, last year in his run, he was 95.5, 98.5,
about the same price for Hurts.
And this. Yeah, and this way, if it's a screen pass, you know, you don't have to worry about the rushing yards. Like, I think Barkley touchdown. Hurts, you said, plus 105. Are they going to shy away from the tush push because it blew up in their face last week? I don't know that they are.
I don't think so. I can't believe, like, no team thought of, hey, maybe you strip it as he's just standing there in a sea of men. Like, yeah, the Bears are some innovators. They decided to try and force a fumble the way that's been covered this week. Very strange. All right, lightning bets on the other side. Joe O, Sammy P, Bet Sweats, BetMGM Network.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In app only.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental.
The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. Just something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vien and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes Of, a Crime House original.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.